Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Hershberger moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Retton Munn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retton Munn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Retton Munn is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tom Dukes now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Hershberger moves to third. One out. It's 8-2, Orioles. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Orioles. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball towards left. Buford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Buford. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Terry Forster. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Eddy now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Dukes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dukes hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Orioles. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKinney moves to third. May moves to second. Tom Bradley pinch runs for Tom Egan. Lee May pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Pete Rickard now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales pinch hits for Don Eddy. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.